The Boy Crisis. Why our boys are struggling and what we can do about it. Are we blind to the boy crisis? When a police officer shoots a black boy, we protest, "Black Lives Matter." These protests catalyze an important examination of our underlying biases. But the other half of black boy is boy. The police are 24 times more likely to shoot a male than a female. The boy's shot both because he's black and because he's a boy. So why are we so blind to the boy in black boy? Because for much of our history, blindness to boys' death is the way we, as a society, have survived. To win wars, we had to train our sons to be disposable. We honored boys if they died so we could live. We called them heroes. When our very survival is dependent on our sons' willingness to die, sensitivity to the suffering of boys and men is in competition with our survival instinct. To prepare our sons to fight and potentially die, we had to train them to repress their feelings. The more a boy represses his feelings and puts armor around his heart, the harder it is to open our hearts to him. Our boys are struggling, and we're too blind to notice. The four causes behind our boy crisis. Number one, the purpose void. Traditionally, on the journey to manhood, a boy defines his purpose in one of two ways. The breadwinner who works hard so his family can live better, even if it means overworking or doing something he doesn't like, or the hero who sacrifices his life in war to protect the people he loves. But today, with women often sharing the breadwinner role, a young man could no longer find his purpose as a sole breadwinner, and as fewer warriors are needed, not every boy is made to be a hero. Thus, boys are experiencing a purpose void. Without a purpose, a boy always feels unneeded. Employment is a path to purpose. Whether or not your son is academically inclined may affect what paths to purpose you encourage him to explore, and which eventually he chooses. Boys who are academically inclined. Female-dominated jobs are on the upswing, expanding your son's options to disciplines like education, nursing, and pharmacy provide a variety of potentially high-paying opportunities. Boys who are not academically inclined. Japan has seen great success providing vocational education to its students, with 99.6% of the vocational education graduates finding employment. Fatherhood is a path to purpose. We know a hands-on dad is good for the children, but is it good for the dad? Research found that dad gets more involved with his children, his health improves, so do his relationships, his warmth, and even his job satisfaction. As one dad put it, "Once you've held your sleeping child night after night, or walked for years with their hand in yours, you're a changed person." If your son has the personality of a pioneer with nurturing instincts, encourage him to weigh the trade-offs of being a full-time dad. But if working outside the home is part of his purpose, guide him toward investing in his children differently. In the past, dads often invested in their children by investing in stocks. Today, dads realizing that the best investment in their children is time. Dad time now rivals stock option as the top perk. Number 2. Dad-deprived boys. The boys' crisis primary cause is dad-deprived boys. Dad deprivation stems primarily from the lack of father involvement, and secondarily from devaluating what a father contributes when he's involved. Dad-deprived boys are more likely to fill their purpose void with destructive senses of purpose. In the event of divorce, if divorce is in your best interest, there are four must-dos to foster your children's best interests. 1. Equal time. Children with equally shared parenting time do much better than those in sole parent or primary parent arrangements. 2. No bad-mouthing. Children who hear their dad is a jerk, irresponsible, or a liar, eventually look in the mirror and see their dad's nose, hair, or eyes in their own. As they learn their genes are 50% their dad's and recall a lie or two of their own, they begin to fear that they're a jerk, liar, and irresponsible losers that they have been told their dad is. 3. Proximity. The parents should live close enough to each other that the child does not need to forfeit friends or activities to see their parents. 4. Counseling. When counseling time is always on the calendar, couples tend to save what bothers them for that calmer and more centered time, rather than get into arguments whenever they're most triggered. If it's impossible to keep the dad involved, get your son involved in Boy Scouts or any group where he can be himself and benefits from socializing with other boys. Number 3. Heroic intelligence versus health intelligence. Traditional heroic intelligence is about taking care of others. Health intelligence is about taking care of self. The new hero knows that he takes better care of others when he takes better care of himself. Healed people heal people. Transforming physical health. A new meaning for manning up. When your son feels pain, he's more likely than your daughter to tough it out, and less likely than your daughter to go to the doctor. It's because we've taught boys that, while building strength is considered masculine, preventing its loss is feminine. Help your son contemplate a paradigm shift in what it means to be a man. A man increases strength by both building it up and preventing its loss. A man knows that it takes strength to find his weakness. Man's body, man's choice. Every society prepares its boys for disposability, and circumcision is the primal preparation. If your son is circumcised, he may have a 20% greater chance than intact boys of experiencing alexithymia, a condition that makes it difficult not just to express feelings, but to identify them to begin with. Boys with alexithymia tend to have less imagination and intuition, and hence, less empathy. With less empathy, there's less intimacy, and they're likely to have fewer real friends. The Denmark Medical Association says circumcision should not be performed under 18. It should be a young man's choice. Preventing testicular cancer. If it's caught early, testicular cancer's cure rate is 99%. By middle school, have your son check his scrotum once a month for lumps, and have him check for enlarged veins. This very process of having your son do this is a perfect training to help him take responsibility for his health. Transforming mental and emotional health. Enhancing emotional intelligence. Teach yourself and your partner how to communicate with each other as well as with your children. Learn to criticize as well as to accept criticism without being defensive. The internal security and emotional intelligence will become your children's best inheritance. Dealing with bullies. Bullies are often being abused at home by bully parents, or neglected and rudderless with little or no father involvement. Encountering a bully, there is an alternative to getting beaten up, running away, or fighting back. It's seeing the bully as someone in search of respect, knowing that if we can help the bully find what he can respect about himself, the brick of anger will fall. Treat the family as a team, with your son's chores and consciousness of your needs being what gets him to make the team. Children don't develop empathy from parents who are only empathetic. When we consider only our children's needs, they also consider only their needs. Teaching him to take risks. Create enough pressure to teach your son how to handle pressure. Frame failure as a prerequisite to success, but make sure he gets that you love him as a human being, not a human doing, and that failure as a human doing is only an opportunity to grow as a human being. Number 4. ADHD. 1 out of 10 American children have been diagnosed with ADHD. When we fail to equip children with the emotional support they need to cope with stresses of our modern lifestyle, we directly change their brains and prevent their normal development. Nurturing a boy with ADHD. To learn how to nurture a boy with ADHD, you first have to understand these 4 faces of ADHD. 1. Creative children who like to start new things become hyper-focused on what is new and exciting and are easily distracted from attending to what is routine. These children require extra stimulation, variety, and the opportunity to explore different interests. Number 2. Responsible children who love order and following the rules become hyper-controlling, and as a result, may become oppositional, defiant, or even resistant to change. These children require more security, stability, and a regular eating and sleeping routine. 3. Bold children who are naturally more assertive or action-oriented become hyperactive or impulsive. While such children mean well, they may easily become inconsiderate of others. They often act or talk without including or considering others. These children require greater acknowledgement for what they do and increased opportunities to feel successful in making a difference. 4. Sensitive children who are more in touch with their emotional needs by nature becomes hyper-vulnerable or moody. As a result, they become easily hurt when others are inconsiderate of their needs, feelings, and wishes. These children require greater empathy and attention to their feelings. They also need to feel helpful and supportive to others in need, but should be careful not to overgive. Natural solutions to restore dopamine function. Nurturing a boy with ADHD is daunting for parents, and so the convenience of taking a stimulant drug can be tempting. Unfortunately, these stimulant drugs have short-term benefits with long-term side effects. But with so many well-tested natural solutions, going drug-free is finally a real choice. Male power. The new definition of male power is discovering the work-life harmony that is most in accord with his unique self, while not abandoning his commitments to others. Your mission is to help your son discover himself as a human being first, and then help him find a way of making a living that supports him as a human being.